This is Jeremy, and today we're going to read from John chapter 16, verse 20 and 21. This is Jesus speaking, and he says, "I tell you the truth, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will turn into joy." And Jesus says this just before he's captured and crucified, and he starts to tell his disciples this. It sounds, I guess, a little bit depressing, you know, for a devotional. But the reason he's sharing with them is because he knew that they would be depressed. He knew that they would grieve. He knew they'd be so sad and really lost when he died and was crucified. But he also knew that when the resurrection came and when he returned to them, that their sorrow and their grief would actually turn into joy. And so he starts to kind of preempt the disciples and tell them so that they can have comfort in the midst of their time of grief, and reminds them to stay strong to the very end and not give up on their faith. It's a lot like the story of Joseph, who experienced a lot of pain and a lot of hardship when he was sold as a slave in Egypt and was accused of many things, but he continued to trust in the Lord. And in the end of his life, his sorrow was again turned into joy when he saved his entire family. And so in just a simple way today, I want to encourage you, if you've been in a difficult situation or having a rough time, I want to remind you that you're fighting a winning battle. You're not just fighting and unsure of the outcome, because Jesus has already won the victory for you on the cross, and he's promised us that same victory. But if we're going to see that victory come to pass in our lives, then you and I have to continue to press on. We can't give up. We got to hold on to the promises of God. And you know, sometimes the pain and grief in your life may come in many different ways. It may come through the loss of a loved one or just situations you don't understand. Some of the pain in your life might just be sacrifices that you have to make, sacrifice of money or sacrifice of time you would have normally been just relaxing and taking for yourself in order to serve God or witness to someone. But can I just remind you that in whatever you're going through and whatever you feel like is costing you in your life, it's worth it in the end. Maybe there's some stuff that you've already given up on in your life and you thought it was just too difficult. But I want you to know that God will not allow us to be tested beyond our ability. He promised that he'll be there for us and he'll always provide a way for us. And so if he's with us, listen, there is no one that can be against us. You and I may not understand everything that's going on in our lives, but I just want to challenge you today in just these simple thoughts to remember that God is greater than your situation. He's greater than your circumstances. And I want to just challenge you today to remind you to look to him instead of the situation and the trouble you're going through, and know that he's going to get you through if you just hang on to your faith to the very end.